And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way? And look what it says, and while he opened to us the scripture. That's awesome. He said, didn't you feel like your heart burn? You know, not because they ate spicy food or not because, you know, whatever it is that Jesus did. He said specifically, when he walked with us and when he opened the scriptures. Why? Because the truth burns the heart, right? And I think every single individual here, myself included, can attest to a time when a biblical preacher got up who was sensational. And you know what? Our hearts burned within us. Why? Because the scriptures were opened. Because it was the truth of God's word that was sharper than any two-edged sword and it pierced to the dividing of sunder of soul and spirit, joints and the marrow. It was a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of our hearts. Even Jeremiah, when he was tempted to quit, he said, I will speak no more in his name, but his word was within my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones and I could not stay. He's like, I wanted to quit, but I had the word of God in my heart and it was just burning. You understand? So sensational preaching is great if it's coupled with the truth. If you have sensationalism, if you're excited and zealous and passionate and you're using the scriptures, it's a good thing. The Apostle Paul said this in Acts 20:20, how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house. He's saying, look, when I taught you, I didn't keep back any information. I taught you everything I knew. And here's the problem with the old IFB is that they were very sensational. Even the saved ones were sensational. Very sensational, but they would do this. They would say, they would read one scripture and they would say this, now close your Bibles and look up here. And most of the sermon was stories. There wasn't any biblical content. You know, it was very sensational, but that left a lot of room for a guy like Jack Scop to come in, who was an extremely sensational, exciting preacher, but the guy was a devil at heart. I mean, having sexual relations with a teenage girl, the guy was super wicked. But you'd ask anybody prior to that, like, man, he's one of the best preachers in America. Why? Because he was sensational, that's why. But it wasn't coupled with truth. Now, who's an example of this in the Bible of someone who is biblically sensational? Well, Ezekiel is one of them. Go to Ezekiel chapter 10. You read the entire book of Ezekiel, he's doing some crazy sensational stuff. He's building little toy soldiers, little platform with toy soldiers. People are coming by like, what is this guy doing? He's like, this is how you guys are all going to get destroyed. They're like, oh, dang. I mean, picture, he's setting up little toy soldiers, a platform, and people are like, what is this grown man doing playing with toy soldiers? He attracts the people to come to him, and they're like, what is he doing? He's like, well, this is what's going to happen to you. Thus saith the Lord. And he just used that as an opportunity to preach against them.